AA tournament. Hardin Central will play their arch rivals, Norbern. Hardin Central gets a nice win tonight over Tyne Avalon, 45-31. And right now we've got Hardin girls coach Kenny Lehman on the line. Kenny, I haven't talked to you for a while. Good to chat with you again. Boy, girls having a good year and good tournament this week. You get a first round win over Breckenridge, and then tonight you knock off Tyne Avalon, 45-31. Talk about the game a little bit.
Well, the girls came out. I mean, we played Tyne last Friday, and you know, you play a team, you know, 6 or 7 days apart, and they changed some things up. And it took first half to kind of figure out and make some adjustments. We went into halftime, it was 20-19, so it was a pretty tight game that first half, nip and tuck. And second half, we did a better job boxing out and kind of taking away the second chance points they had. And so we outscored them second half 25-12, and we ended up 45-31. So girls did a good job. I had senior Daly Shaner had a great game tonight defense. We got several steals. I haven't got the final stats done yet, but she had several steals and breakaway and finished tonight with 10 points. And then Brooke Gordon and Alexis Yockel, the two forwards inside, probably had their best defensive games of the year. They did a good job boxing the girls out. And TD's a tall team. They've got two or three girls, one Ruckel's girl is probably over 6 foot, and another one is right at six. And I mean, you look up to them. And we got some transition points that saved us. Bella Anderson had a good game for us, had 11 points, and then Carly Thacker led us with 13.
Yeah, like I say, Kenny, I'm looking at your stats here. It looks like you had three girls in double figures. These are names we've called a lot during the course of the season. Carly Thacker with 13, Bella Anderson with 11, and Daly Shaner with 10. When you get that good balance, three girls in double figures, it's usually going to be a good night. It sounds like that was the case tonight.
Yeah, they kind of focused more on – Bella had a really good game last Friday against them. She had a triple-double and ended up tonight with, I think, 24 points. And you know, and I think it was 10 steals and 11 rebounds. But so they were focusing on her and Carly some tonight, and Daly stepped up, and she was sick last Friday and wasn't there, so she was able to step in and put up some big points for us tonight. And like I said, Brooke Gordon, our other senior, came in and had 8 points. So, you know, you get that many girls scoring, it kind of makes it hard to focus on just one and kind of opens up the offense a little bit.
Well, and so tomorrow night, you're in the championship game. You're back up at Tyne Avalon, and guess who? You take on the Norbern Lady Pirates, and I know the last time you all played, that game was played over in Hardin, and sounds like a pretty good game. They beat you 38-27, but that's one of those games when Norbern and Hardin play, just kind of throw everything out and just throw it up and let it happen, don't you?
Yeah, the girls always play hard. It's a good physical game, and you know, they know each other. They know what each other does, and it's usually defensively. You know, we kind of hold them where we need to hold them. We've just got it seems like the last three or four times we've played them, they'll have a 4 or 5 minute run that we give them 8 or 10 points, and then we just kind of play from behind from there. So we just got to make sure we take care of play a full game.
Well, should be. And what time is that championship game tomorrow, Kenny?
It's a 6:30.
So you'll be at 6:30. So you're keeping the championship games on regular schedule. I know you had to push last night's game, but championship game is 6:30 and around 8. Okay.
Right.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
That's good. Well, Kenny, listen. Hey, real quickly before I let you sign off. Yeah, how about Carly Thacker? Yeah, she scored her 1,000th point earlier this year, and kind of a special player, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. She's definitely a coachable girl. I mean, she works hard. She's about as selfless as any player I've ever had. She's always, you know, always upbeat. She'll give up a good shot for a better shot, you know. And she's just one of those girls you like to have on the team. She makes everybody better. She's you know, she's right there, 5'11", and you know, she's athletic, and you know, she's just a good all around athlete. And you know, I'm kind of blessed with 4 good, hardworking seniors this year. I've got Daly Shaner and Bella Anderson and Brooke Gordon and Carly Thacker. And those 4 girls, they've played and worked hard. And they, they're just competitive, and it's easy to build a team around that kind of player.
Kenny, appreciate the visit. You and Ken Brown will lock horns tomorrow night. Thanks again, and best of luck tomorrow night in that championship game. And, hey, we'll be back on the air next week, so call us again. We'll talk Hardin Central girls basketball again.